will. Have you seen Jesus? Have you seen Jesus? I assure you today that the bigger part of this this country here, I assure you, would love to find Bin Laden. Amen? Mm-hmm. Osama Bin Laden. I call him Osama Bin Laden. Osama Bin Laden. Because he fit right in and shot him, wouldn't he? It was wicked, God had to burn it up. And he's wicked. Anybody that believes that you can go to heaven by slaughtering innocent people and having 20 wives, amen, and if you die, you get 40 virgins in heaven waiting on you. Anybody believe that, I can step on the Brooklyn Bridge. Amen. You don't hear such ignorance in your life, and this is what the Muslims believe. Now, they, one thing they can do is believe stuff like that and propagate stuff like that. It's a devil. It had to be a devil. It had to be a devil. Jesus said to the old religious crowd, he said, ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He's a liar and the father of a lie. And so you find a bunch of devil lies like that. Amen. And trying to get people to believe those lies so they can damn their soul to hell. That's a devil. Hey, that's a devil's desire to damn every soul to hell that he can damn him to hell.
Right.
That's the reason, that's the very reason for his existence is to put people in hell.
Right.
Amen. Jesus defeated him at Calvary. And you, if you have Christ as your Savior today, you have victory over the devil.
Yeah.
The Bible says that you can draw nigh to God and he'll draw nigh to you, and you can resist the devil and he'll flee from you. And you can do that if you're a child of God. You can't do that if you're not a Christian.
Right.
You don't have the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Christ, the Holy Spirit of God dwelling in you. Paul says you're none of his.
Right.
And you have God in you, and God for you, and God with you. There's nothing that can defeat you today.
That's right.
Hallelujah to the Lamb.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. God's turning this message. Amen.
Yeah.
I tell you, they'd love to know today many people where Jesus is. They're looking for him. Men, women, and children are still looking for Jesus. They are. They're looking for him. They're looking for him in the Bible. They are. They are. They're looking for the Prince of Peace and dope. Ain't no peace in dope. Ain't no peace in the bottle.
No, sir.
I guarantee you there's nothing heartache.
Yeah, right.
There's heartache in dope. I never put dope in my life, but I put the liquor before I got saved. All it brought to me was heartache, and I got an empty wallet. That's all it brought to me.
Great, brother.
Amen. Yes. You know what it is wicked.
Right.
And you'll find no peace in that.
No, sir, brother.
But Jesus said, my peace give I unto you. Not as the world give I unto you.
Right.
Amen. His peace is different than the world.
Sure, it is.
What they call peace.
Absolutely.
What the world calls peace doesn't last long, does it?
No, sir.
But his peace is an eternal peace.
Yeah.
Once you have the peace of God in you, you've got it for all eternity.
Oh, yes.
Amen. He's been in me for almost 35 years.
Absolutely.
Never has been a moment when I couldn't draw from that peace. Amen. I can draw from the times of trouble and storms and life. And you know, the Lord didn't say he'd keep us from those things, but he did say he'd be in there with us.
Yeah.
Get proof.
Great.
He didn't tell the disciples to stay out of the boat.
Even
when they started to cross down the lake, amen.
Yeah.
And that boat in that storm. But praise God, he got in the boat with them.
Amen.
Sure it is.
Amen.
Sure. And the storm got so high, and the brother got scared to death. And Jesus was asleep. Well, he controlled everything. Didn't walk in. He was asleep over there on the corner of the deck.
Yeah.
And the disciples over said, Master, wake up, we're going to perish. We're all going to drown. This ship's going to sink. And Jesus said, oh, you little faith. He just raised up and said, peace, be still.
Yeah.
One of the waves laid down the flat.
All right.
And ceased to blow. Hallelujah to the Lamb forever. That's the way it was in the heart of life, to be a child of God.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it was.
There,
no wonder. No wonder they were looking for Jesus.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And they're still looking for Jesus. They are. They're looking in the wrong places, though. And I'm telling you, they are. And they're looking to the wrong people, too. Amen. I ain't here to classify what I know that Jesus is in him. I'm not going to take time to do that. That's another message. But I'm telling you that if you're looking for him today, you can find him right here.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. Amen. In John chapter 1 and verse 37, the Bible says, and when they had found him, they said unto him, all men seek for thee. What about that?
Amen.
That's not a profound statement. I don't know what it is. All men seek for thee. And so what about the women, preacher? Well, when the man seeks, when the man sought the Lord in that day and time, the woman was with him.
Amen.
See, that's why Paul said the man's the head of the house, even as Christ is the head of the church.
Right.
Y'all believe that? Say amen.
Yes.
There's a time when women didn't vote.
Yeah.
And the stupid, ignorant world thought they'd been persecuted, but that's the biblical way of doing things.
Right.
Because the man voted for the family.
Yeah, right.
Woman didn't have to vote. When the man voted, buddy, that meant the whole family was with
him. Yeah. Right.
Amen.
Amen. Right.
Well, I said, all men seek for thee. Well, when a man gets right with God, it's up to him, but see, his family gets right with God. Say amen.
Amen.
He's the head of the house, even as Christ is the head of the church.
Amen. That's right.
You all can say amen or old man.
Amen. That's right.
You know, I preach the word of God.
Yeah, preach it.
Here the higher level is the devil, I hope it does.
Yeah.
I preach the word of God.
Amen.
Let God take care of things.
Amen.
I look to the Lord this morning for all these things. And he always takes care of them. But look there at the text that we read, verse 2. They said, where is he that is born king of the Jews? Man, these wise men have come a long ways. Somebody said they traveled over 300 miles. Somebody had studied that closely, that terrain of that country, where they came from. They traveled over 300 miles on camel. Ooh. How do you like to ride 300 miles? Something like that. Camel, that's about the way they ride. They don't ride comfortable. They set up probably that old camel one rode that thing 300 miles across those sand dunes, wilderness country, and a lot of people won't even come 2 miles to look for
him.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. You know, that tells me something. There ain't much reason to me. They were wise. The Bible said they were wise men. Why? They were seeking Jesus. I tell you, it's a wise man that seeks the Lord.
Right.
Amen. That's right. There are a lot of Christians today who are not very wise in their actions. Now, y'all know what I'm talking about.
Amen.
Amen. I mean, would you ride a camel 300 miles through wilderness and wild animal infested country just to go to church? Would you do that?
Amen, brother.
You know, it'd be worth it.
Yes, sir.
Now, it would. Anytime you want to see Jesus, by the time you want to put across the world, put across the earth, it's worth it.
Yes, sir.
It will be worth it.
Amen.
I tell you, a church of ride is worth the ride. Say amen.
Amen.
I'll guarantee you it is.
Yes, amen. Sir, brother.
Yeah. I shared this with somebody the other day. We had a family called Good Pastor. Any of y'all remember the Good Pastors? He's come here.
Yeah.
And they were down in Corbin. What's that, about 175 miles from here? Corbin, you see. At least, huh? 172 miles. That's a long ways. And they drove up here, and they could find a church that they wanted to go to, because you couldn't find a church that preached. They wanted a preacher. And so they heard me preach in camp meeting, and they start driving to our church, 172 miles up here. They drove up on a Saturday evening. Stay all night back there in our prophet's chamber. He, his wife, and two little girls. And they go to Sunday school and church that Sunday morning. We can take them home with us and feed them. Amen. Feed them or dinner. Amen. That buddy here? Every Saturday evening, they roll in. And they stay here Sunday morning and Sunday night in church. And sometimes they just leave after church and drive on back. And sometimes it's still overnight and drive back Monday morning early. But they did that for almost a year. You say, preaching, think it was worth it. I know it was worth it.
Amen. That's right.
And then finally, God finally gave them a pastor down there with our team preachers. Now they get to give him a brother, Bill Sapp. Right?
Yeah.
Good preacher, too. What fire is preacher? Got some fire in God.
Amen.
Got the touch of heaven upon him. Got heaven to know him.
Yeah.
That's what we need today. We need men of God.
Amen.
People of God, too. You're not excused because you're a parishioner, because you're out there in the congregation. You need the oil of God upon you.
Yes.
You need the fire of God upon
you. Yes. Amen.
You got family that's going to die and go to hell if you don't get right with God and start serving the Lord the way God has called him to do.
You
black family are going to die and go to hell and burn forever unless you let God use you.
Right. Amen.
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 I think every person that could or be on visitation will do it tonight. You can't go busy. You'll be back here praying those that are out busy. You're going to regret one day my words will sound, I guarantee, in your ears when we stand before the judgment seat of Christ one day. You wait and see.
Right.
I know what I'm talking about. Amen.
Yeah.
Oh boy, that's, they're looking for Jesus. Where is he? They say these wise men, these wise Jews did. Amen. In John, here's your scripture. In John chapter 12, verses 20 and 21, the Bible says there were certain Greeks, and the same came therefore to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, "Sir, we would see Jesus."
Yeah.
They said to Philip, "We want to see Jesus." I'm sure Philip might have said, "Well, Peter's here." "No, we don't want to see Peter. We want to see Jesus." He might have said, "Well, you know, James, oh, James is over." "No, we don't want somebody to see him. We want to see Jesus." "Well, you want Lazarus here today. You know, Jesus raised him from the dead. Have you got to bring him out?" "We don't, yeah, we don't want to be. We want to see Jesus."
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's the way you ought to be.
Right.
Some of you are not coming to the house of God for nothing else but to see Jesus.
Right.
Amen. That's right. You'll Amen. Come for Him.
Right.
I'm guaranteed if you come for Him, you'll open your ears and your eyes up. And you'll listen. Are you listening to me today? I want you to listen to what I've got to say. It's a message from God today. Amen. Message from God. You say, "Preacher, where can we find Him today?" When you say that, say amen. Where can we find Him today? I'm going to give you, I'm going to tell you where to find Him. Now, number one, write them down. You'll find Him in the assembly of the saints. Amen. You'll find Him in the church. The church that is the church now, you'll find Jesus in the assembly of the saints. That's what the word assembly means. Church. Same word, ecclesia in the Greek. And it means the same. It means assembly, it means church. That's where you get the word church. The ecclesia. Amen. Now in Matthew chapter 18, verse 20, Jesus said there, "Where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them." So Jesus is right here in our midst. Amen. You'll find Him in the church. No wonder the psalmist said, "I was glad when they said, let us go up to the house of the Lord." We had the Tri-State Baptist Fellowship in Milan, Indiana. I said this morning, Friday evening, we didn't have to cry out a bit. There's enough. Several preachers called in and been sick. One fell, hardly busted his leg up, and they just wasn't hardly anybody there at all. But Jesus was there. Amen.
Amen.
And Brother Andy preached. Got a priest. That's good. Brother Andy preached. Got a priest. Brother. And then they had least someone preached. I preached. And then the pastor preached. And then when he got through, we had prayer, we went upstairs to the fellowship hall and had a good dinner, a supper rather, and laid out. We ate, and we come back for the evening service, and he come up to me and said, "Brother, that was my wife. Told me to ask you if you mind preaching again." I said, "Heavens no, man. I'll preach three or four times. You want me to?"
"Yeah.
I'll preach till midnight if you want."
"Yeah.
I'll guarantee you I can do it."
"Yes, sir."
"I'll guarantee you I preach to midnight."
"Yes."
I look to the Lord. He did old Paul, didn't he? He preached the daybreak. "Now I know you to tell I will walk. Went to sleep on Paul. Tell I will walk. Kill me." Paul took him up. He's alive. He took him up. I believe he killed him. I believe the Lord brings him back up. But I preached again. And Lord, I had myself time.
Amen.
I had more liberty. I'm telling you that I had as much liberty to preach or more than I've got right now or I ever had in my life as a preacher.
Amen.
I had liberty. God just opened up for me. And God opened my heart, my mind up to the blessed truth. And God began to feed me from His Word. And God began to reveal things to me. And the Holy Ghost of God began to speak to me and whisper sweet things to me as a gift to the congregation. And I said myself,
amen.
Yes. The Word of God. And God began to deal with me. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory. I say, "Preacher, where can I find Him this morning?" You can find Him in the assembly of God's people.
Yes, amen.
Amen.
Yes,
you can find Him here, you can find Him.
That's right.
I'll guarantee you won't. Amen. Amen. Let me give you another one. You'll find Him with a broken hearted Christian. You'll find Him with a broken hearted Christian. In Isaiah 57, verse 15, listen closely now. He said, "I dwell," God said, "I dwell in the high and holy place." He's talking about heaven. He's talking about third heaven. That's where His throne is. And the Bible says His footstool of the earth. Heaven's His throne, the earth's His footstool. Well, listen to this. He said, I dwell in the high holy place with him also. That is a contrite, that word contrite means broken. Contrite and humble spirit. Why did he do that? What's the one ship? He said, to revive the spirit of the humble.
Yeah.
And to revive the heart of the contrite ones,
that's
the
right.
Broken ones.
Yes, sir.
Now, I want to tell you what, an old proud look and a proud wall will not bring revival. You'll never get revival from God if you get that kind of a spirit of life. It takes humility. Amen. If there's anything we ought to pray for, is that God give us more humility.
Right.
I told you before, I go to the nursing home so I can have more humility. I do. I'm telling you, I do. I didn't start over there like that. I started going over there. Sister Susie Welch was over there, one of my old women. She passed away over there. But I went over there to see her and to pray with her, and we picked her up, brought her to church on church days, and I did that for years, and she passed away, and this one wanted me to come, and this one wanted me to come, and this one wanted me to come, and I got caught up in the nursing home, and the Lord said, you just stay right with us now. Just call Sister Susie's up here with me, and they'll excuse you to keep to stay away from these others. You just keep going. He said, this is good for you, and this makes you humble.
Amen.
And a lot of pastors need y'all for high horses and visit the nursing homes.
Right.
One day they're going to give them account for not visiting the nursing homes. Jesus said, I was sick, and he visited me not.
Right.
And they said, Lord, let's call any sick and didn't visit you.
He said, yeah.
And as much as you've done it
right.
To the least of these, my brethren, you've done it unto me.
Right.
But I'm telling you right now, these get set preachers, if they are preachers at all, they'll give them an account one day. I'm telling you, God's called us to that kind of work as well as everything else. Amen. Praise God. Oh, I tell you, you'll find him with a brokenhearted Christian, you will. And the humble Christian, you'll find God. Boy, I love to get around like that. I do. I tell somebody, just call me back here, somebody might call me a message in both Brother Edwell. And I was sharing with him the first time I met Edwell down in the Cleveland, Tennessee, and I go right away. It just in the beginning. This has been about 24 years ago, and I met Brother Blue, I met Brother Robert King, and talked with him. And while I talked with him, I'm telling you, he had so much God in him. He has so much brokenness about him for lost souls, and so much humility. As I talked with him, he talked with me, hot water just poured out of my eyes.
Right.
Amen. That's God.
Amen.
That's God. God, I guarantee God will rain the joy you said. He will. Amen. He'll do it. And I like to look over a congregation not seeing things in tear wise. You don't see a lot of that anymore. Amen. No wonder I'll get revived. He said he revived that broken heart, didn't he?
Right.
That's right. He said he revived that contract to heart, that contract spirit, and that person that was humble.
Yeah.
That's what he said he revived. So you'll find him with a broken heart Christian. I've got another one. You'll also find him with a biblically behaved brethren. Biblically behaved brethren. Amen. Let me give you a scripture along that line of thought. In Psalm 26 and verse 3, the psalmist said, For thy loving kindness is before mine eyes, and I have walked in thy truth. Amen. What do you say? God with me. I'm walking in his truth. I've been walking in the word of the Lord. Amen. I've been behaving myself in the Bible. Amen. I've been doing my own thing. I've been doing what God has told me to do.
Right.
I'm obeying the Word of God. Now, I want to tell you something. We don't have many Christians that walk with God today. We don't have many church members that walk with God today for the simple fact that the man of God is standing and preaching what thus saith the Lord concerning you and your stewardship, and you'll walk right out of here and do exactly what you want to do and not what God has told you to do.
Right.
Am I right saying that?
Yeah.
The truth, you know this. How do you expect God to bless you? You've done your own thing all the time. Never. Just disregarding the Word of God. That's exactly what you do. You disregard the Word of God. Or you listen to me. When you get teaching from the Word of God and preaching from the Word of God and you ignore it, you're ignoring God, I guarantee you're not asking for nothing but heartache.
Right.
Yeah. Amen. Well, you're asking for it. God, who are you there? We sang that hymn around here quite often. When we walk with the Lord in the light of His Word, what a glory He sheds on our way. While we do His good will, He abides with us still and with all who will trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way happy in Jesus but to trust and obey.
Amen. That's right.
Amen. I said with a biblically behaved Christians. Amen. Let me say this today. Seeing Jesus will satisfy the Father.
Oh, yeah.
Will satisfy the Lord. Are you listening? Will satisfy the Lord.
Right.
Seek for Jesus. I'm reminded of there on Passover, how the Lord told Moses and Aaron to tell the children of Israel to till the land without spot and blemish under the title of Christ. He's the Lamb of God. He has no spots or blemishes on him. And take that blood, as God said, the Father said, take that blood and put it over the top of the doorpost and on the two side posts, and that formed the cross. Amen. And he said, the death angel is going to pass over Egypt. And he said, and when I see the blood, I'll pass over you. But he wouldn't have the blood up there. But I'm looking for Jesus. I ain't looking for you. I'm looking for Jesus. Amen.
Yeah.
He said, when I see the blood, I'll pass over you.
Yeah.
If I don't see the blood, the firstborn will die in your family.
Right.
Amen. Lord said, let me say this to you this morning. He's the same God today as he was before. Make no ifs or buts about it. You haven't changed one little bit.
That's right.
Amen. It's still the blood he's looking for.
Yes, sir.
He's looking for Jesus. And when he sees the blood, he sees Jesus. When he sees Jesus, he says amen. In a person that satisfies the Father.
Yes.
Amen. Let me give you another. Seeing Jesus will solace the brethren. That's right. Now that word solace means comfort. It brings comfort to the brethren. I tell you, I don't blame people believing on private churches. I don't. I don't. I don't blame them for going to leaving the church where the preacher won't preach. The deacon won't dig and the trustees can't be trusted.
Right.
I don't blame a person one little bit for believing a place like that. You brother Tom, I don't. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Right.
I guarantee you come to the house of God, you want to get blessed.
Yeah.
You want to get some comfort, don't you? You don't want to go away feeling worse than you did when you came in.
Yeah.
You want to get something from the Lord. You want to see Jesus. And I say, you see Jesus when you come to the house of God. If it's true to the house of God, you can see Jesus in the songs. You can see Jesus in the congregational thing. Say
amen. Yeah.
And these little young people up here saying, I saw Jesus in them. Amen.
Yeah.
Why, they get up there saying like they say, they didn't do it from the Lord.
Right.
You see, if your offering hanging up, I see Jesus in that offering. Amen. You give them out a part of blood to the Lord, that's the Lord Jesus, you see. Amen. Praise God. Everything in the house of God, everything about the house of God is Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
It brings comfort. It brings satisfaction to the Father. And it brings a solace to the brethren.
Oh, yeah.
Let me give you another one.
Mm-hmm.
See, Jesus will shut the devil's mouth.
Yeah.
If we will shut the low-down devil up, buddy. I'm telling you right now, I preached in places before where people would just out there and it's dirty for each, I'm telling you. Lord God, you don't want to do that to me. I'm going to preach that much harder and that much longer if the Lord lets me. I don't just take the time to be picking it up, but if God gets all me, buddy, I'm going to preach the thoughts through with me.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. I quit earlier. I might miss something God's got for you.
Yeah.
Or God's got for me.
Yeah.
Amen. That's right. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
And he'll shut the devil's mouth up.
Surely.
But I'm telling you right now, even when I was a young lay preacher, I used to be confronted with men out of Fort Butler Company where I worked for 30 years. And they'd come up and they'd pose great questions to me.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd get in front of me, two or three of them, and stay to cuss out, cuss each other out.
Mm-hmm.
Just for my soul. Probably some little filthy name they could. Use God's blessed name in vain.
Yeah.
Buddy, I just walked over to him and I said, the Bible says that he'll not God not hold him. He'll not hold him, hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, they shut their mouths up and they walked off, son. Never say another word.
Amen.
Guarantee God will come shut the devil up.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. Seeing Jesus shut the devil's mouth up.
Oh, yes.
Let me give you another one. Seeing Jesus will silence the unbeliever. It will. It will silence the unbeliever, the mocker, the scoffer. It will silence them. Amen. I guarantee they'll watch what they say. You live for the Lord. Now, I talked to a lot of men that work the factories, and different ones of women, and they're Christians. And they asked me, you know, it's hard there, preacher. I said, you might feel good thinking about it. I worked on the line 30 years for a butter company.
Right.
Worked for your uncle, 30 years. Worked for your grandfather, old body shop, 36 years ago. Worked with you. Your grandfather, David Sherman, sure did. You eat dinner with him, you eat supper with him, and he gets out in the lot, he gets taught him.
Amen.
Sure did, amen. Rough point, that's where I got saved when I worked with him. I was in 72, and I got saved fall 3 in 73, December 73. And I'm telling you right now, buddy, if you stand up for Jesus, he'll silence.
Oh, yeah.
Those that touch your enemy, when they really, they don't watch you go on. The world watch you go on. If you're like that, they will set their dirty mouth up. They just keep on doing what they're
really
doing.
Well.
They know they ain't got to do.
Right.
The world will cry to you. Man, I'm telling you right now. Hey, you see how he's been trying to start playing? You see how this little one?
That's a devil.
That's a devil. You mess with me, that's a devil. A devil's a liar and a father of a liar. Christian, you go to your work,
right.
You stand up for the Lord,
yes,
and
there'll
be all kinds of problems that are a little while. They'll see that it's real.
Amen.
You'll silence everybody.
Amen.
They won't mess with you anymore. You know what I'm trying to do?
Yes.
If you have someone I'm asking to pray for you.
Yes, sir.
I've got a stand on the trust to treat me like a dog when I first got saved. After years of serving the Lord, I started to be prayer meetings out there. The Lord, seeing people say, seeing people call up here, so I got prayer meetings. Amen. I had that same thing before that. Asking to pray for them.
Yes.
My right book, it's silence. The young boy for one
thing.
What did he see Jesus do? He had that silence.
Amen.
Yes.
Word of God. Free, brother.
Amen. It's silence the unbeliever. Let me go over. It satisfies the Father when we see Jesus in you. It closes the brethren. It shuts the devil's mouth. It silences the unbeliever. And I've got one more. It'll supercharge the service.
Oh, yeah.
It will. Yeah. It'll pump new life in church with when you see Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
It puts you on shouting ground. Gets you off the pouting ground.
Yeah.
Amen. Right.
Amen.
Too many people pouting on this chapter. Too much pouting going on in the house of God. Brother Don Loke preached a message one time, and the title of it was Not All the Babies Are in the Nursery.
Yes.
Yeah. That's the truth. You know what? I want to show you how the devil hates our religion. This is my preaching. I was preaching just about like this the other evening. Wasn't it, Brother Andrews? And the devil come up to me after we got through the first half of the meeting and said, these things I sit back in the back and they allowed everything. Hollered it, thoughtful, sit in there, I spoke him out there on his ear, right over there. I would have opened up about it. Comes up to me and said, I stand on my right and I get there and get over to him and do what I do. Said, you preach that hell for a brimstone preacher like that all the time?
Man.
And I thought he was going to say, well, keep it up. And I said, I sure do. He said, oh, I hate it. He said, I don't like it. I don't think it's necessary. I knew what I was supposed to do right there. I said, well, I don't do it for man, I do it for God.
Amen.
I turned around and I said, he's a devil.
Yes,
sir. Amen. I said, he's a devil. I told him he's the devil. All right, he is. And he turned around and left. Never he comes back.
Amen.
Well, I was looking at the devil. He'll put him on me.
Amen.
He don't like this kind of preaching.
No, sir.
He doesn't like it. I'm telling you right.
Amen.
Amen. The devil, I guarantee the devil will keep you away from preaching like this.
Amen.
The devil will send you to an old lame back church where they don't preach anything. And instead of preaching, they pacify everybody. Say amen right there. You know, like you do your baby sometimes?
She even given a mom, you know, bought a good flea, milk, as the meat is called, and stick it over the pacifier tonight. And it's up on the pacifier. Boy, when you give them that bottle, then it energizes them, doesn't it? That bottle gives them protein, gives them vitamins, gives them strength, makes them strong, makes them grow good. That's what this kind of preacher does. Now, what do you look at, a preacher or a pacifier?
Great.
I'm a speaker. Right here's a speaker. There's one there and one over there. I'm a preacher.
Yeah.
Preach the word of God as long as God keeps breath in me.
Great.
Keeps his anointing all upon me.
Amen.
The word of God.
Yes, sir.
Amen. I go to heaven.
Yeah.
And the devil goes home to perdition.
That's right.
Amen.
Yes.
The word of God. Now, I want to ask you something today. Have you found Jesus here today? Have you seen Jesus? Have you seen Jesus here today? Amen. Father.